balcony, counter, or circulation. The first thing you will see on the counter is the tail bar with the wheel and two chains on each side of the tail bar. These are the crawling and busy chain. At the very top of the stone hull of the mill, you can see the wooden cap with tail beam and the wings cross at the front. This cap with the blades and tail beam lies loose on wheels so that it can rotate completely. In order to make the best possible use of the wind, the miller first uses the wheel to set the cap, and thus the sails cross straight to the wind. By turning the wheel, the chain will roll up, which will initiate the movement through the tail to the cap. There are also mills where you can do this in the cap itself. You will also see a long colored stick with a very thick rope attached to it on this side from the cap. This allows the miller to stop the blades and catch the wind. On the other side of the counter, we see the blades. Millers often speak of rods. The tips of the blades can reach speeds of more than 100 kilometers per hour in strong winds. It is therefore important to stay away from the rotating blades. Two rods of more than 26 meters with a fence for tensioning the sails protrude through the cast iron top shaft. Depending on the wind, the miller can stretch more or less sail. This process is called reefing. If you go back to the mill floor, you will find a staircase to the next floor.